This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I guess Donald Trump has revealed his 7-point plan for health care. So we need to look at it and see if we agree and if he's got some good points or bad points with that. There's been a lot of controversy as Planned Parenthood is now offering quote-unquote sex change to transgenders. Apparently, Planned Parenthood has added new, quote-unquote, controversial services in addition to abortion, including now transgender hormone services. Now, I don't know if they're going to be having endocrinologists, psychologists, specialists involved, because going through transgender hormone replacement and hormone changes requires a team of doctors. But Planned Parenthood said they are now going to expand their slew of services to now include transgender. Smart in terms of trying to get funding, but again, I'd like to know exactly how they're doing that, because you know, hiring doctors on staff, it's very, very expensive. Suicide prevention apps. These are becoming more and more popular. And on one end, you're like, okay, that's great. If, you know, my loved one wants to commit suicide and he refuses to call me, them going to the smartphone app will hopefully save him. We're being told we need to be wary about these apps, and we'll talk about that. E-cigarette poisonings have been surging in young children. And get this, there's been seizures, there's been comas, and even a death reported from e-cigarette poisoning. And this was just a study in kids under 6 years old. So we're not even talking about other grade school, middle school, or high schoolers. So this e-cig poisoning being on the rise is some serious stuff, and we're going to need to talk about that. Then, a lot of us get up in the middle of the night to pee. And it's very, very frustrating. I can't tell you how many times I have to do it. And I don't have diabetes, and I don't have a bladder infection. It's just something wakes me up, and then I have to get up and pee. And it's usually the kitty cats, you know, nibbling on my toe. Well, get this. There's a medication now, a nasal spray, that may help us help prevent us from needing to get up in the middle of the night to go pee. And it's the same type of medicine we use for kids that bedwet. Remember, we used to use DDAVP. It's a nasal spray so that they wouldn't have to get up in the middle of the night. It would prolong the need to pee for a few hours. Well, why not use that on adults? So that's brilliant. Statins, preventing amputation and death in people with peripheral vascular disease. One very underdiagnosed condition that is so scary that many of you have is called peripheral vascular disease, PVD, or peripheral artery disease, PAD. Now, what happens with that is the clogging of your arteries that we're worried about is that's happening to your heart. Sometimes you are lucky enough to not have a heart attack. And gratefully so, you're not going to have a heart attack, so you get to live longer. But your arteries have been blocking, and so your leg arteries don't care. So those start to block, and you start to lack blood flow to your legs and your feet. I have a friend that's only a couple years older than me, and he's already getting set up for surgery because he was a smoker, and he's already at, you know, I mean, I keep thinking I'm in my 20s, but I'm in my 40s. And to think that you already have to have bypass surgery in your leg arteries because you have blocked arteries from cholesterol or from smoking, that's pretty frightening stuff. And so when you lack blood flow to your legs and to your feet, now you can't walk. Now you start getting infection. Now you start, you see, diabetes does that too. So, you know, your feet turn cold. You need to be checked. Your arteries need to be checked. The blood flow needs to be checked. Your, you know, it's crazy. It's a, I don't want to use the word diabolical, but it's a vicious cycle of what seems to happen. So peripheral vascular disease or peripheral artery disease, it needs to be identified. Now, by the way, it's very cheap to identify that. Okay. We just basically can check your blood pressures on your leg arteries. And we can also do a Doppler ultrasound to see the flow. Well, get this. They're saying to prevent amputation and possibly death, the cholesterol medication that you guys take to protect your heart, high doses of it, could protect your arteries. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Now, what's very, very interesting is this quote-unquote second skin that reduces wrinkles, eye bags, etc. Scientists at Harvard and MIT have discovered that this is super-duper cool, that studies have on this quote-unquote second skin composed of commonly used chemicals that are so far deemed safe that help with under-eye bags. They, I guess, you soak up the film with sunscreen and protect yourself, and it won't wash away with sweat, etc. They think they could use this quote-unquote chemical skin to treat eczema, psoriasis, and other skin conditions by covering up dry, itchy patches with a film that moisturizes and soothes. Now, these chemicals are called siloxanes. Their basic form is one atom of oxygen linked to two atoms of silicon. They form polymers, long chains of repeating units, and the researchers made a large collection of them by modifying molecular features such as the chain length, where, etc. So basically, it's this two-step process where you got this polymer, which is a clear liquid, then it's applied, the chains are not very strong, so then you apply another product that links them, and by modifying the chemistry, now you have this quote-unquote second skin that allows a coating, it's not very permeable, and helps with the smoothness, etc. And, I don't know, this could be, I mean, you know how many thousands and thousands of dollars I could save somebody like me from plastic surgery? That could be, I'm almost there, man, I am almost ready for Botox. So, interesting stuff. We'll tell you more as we get more information on it. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today for your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase. Go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the long-awaited health care plan from Donald Trump camp has now been posted on his website, and he has a 7-point plan. And we'll just quickly go through this and see what you guys think. So first and foremost, he says our elected representatives in the House and the Senate must, A, number one, completely repeal Obamacare. Our elected representatives must eliminate the individual mandate. No person should be required to buy insurance unless he or she wants to. Okay? On that point, okay, there's a bunch of stuff in that. Okay, repealing Obamacare, that's a whole other process. And there's a lot of debate on whether that could even cause more damage than good. Personally, I think repealing Obamacare may not particularly, it has to be done. I don't think it'll fix and reverse all the problems that we have. But you can't just say in politics, we need to repeal Obamacare, and that's the plan. So I like how he actually delineates what has to be done. No person should be required to buy insurance rates unless he or she wants to. I agree with that. Personally, I think you should be incentivized to buy insurance, not penalized. So I agree with him on that. No person should be required to do anything of that nature. Okay, next. Especially when the insurance is crap. I mean, it's one thing if you're getting a good deal. But if, you know, you're being, you know, forced to pay $900 a month for a $11,000 deductible insurance, the government can't force you to buy that. That's crap. Okay, next. Number two, he says, modify existing law that inhibits the sale of health insurance across state lines. As long as the plan purchase complies with state requirements, any vendor ought to be able to offer insurance in any state. By allowing full competition in this market, insurance costs will go down and consumer satisfaction will go up. I think many of us agree we should be able to sell health insurance across state lines. The other thing I think we need to realize is many of us are not just in one state. One thing this recession has shown us is many families are split up between two states to work. The home and the schools are in one city, and I notice many dads or moms or whatever are working out of state. So now that many jobs require multiple state travel, having insurance that obviously is recognized in multiple states is imperative. For me, I had, I have a new job. I'm a professor at Toro now, and I may be eligible for health insurance, and I cannot take the one that is only isolated to my city. I travel a lot. I need to make sure this insurance is, you know, is usable for wherever I am. And so even though out of the country insurance is something different, but in terms of states, and so many insurance companies that can only sell in one particular market, they obviously, one, can't compete with others, and two, then they can't offer services. So I agree with that. Let's get rid of that whole thing. We are a very fluid society now where we just don't sit in our neck of the woods for 30 straight years. Some of us do, and I'm jealous because that's kind of, you know, setting up some nice roots. But for someone like me that went to 12 schools and moved around a lot, I'm just used to being in multiple places. I could call my home a variety of places. Next. Allow individuals to fully deduct health insurance premiums from their tax returns under the current tax system. Businesses are allowed to take these deductions, so why wouldn't Congress allow individuals the same exemptions? As we allow the free market, he writes, to provide insurance coverage opportunities to companies and individuals, we must also make sure that no one slips through the cracks simply because they cannot afford insurance. We must review basic options for Medicaid and work with states to ensure that those who want health care coverage can have it. That's the key. Those who want health care coverage can have it. Why can't we deduct our health insurance premiums? Remember I was talking to you guys about deductions, medical deductions? You know, you could deduct your bandages. You could deduct your gas. You could deduct parking fees when you go to the doctor, that kind of thing. You can't deduct your premiums, and these premiums are very expensive. Yet you could be taxed by not buying insurance. So it's a good point. Number four, allow individuals who use health savings accounts contributions into HSAs should be tax-free and should be allowed to accumulate. These accounts would become part of the estate of the individual and could be passed on to heirs without fear of death penalty. These plans should be particularly attractive to young people who are healthy and can afford high deductible insurance plans. These funds can be used for any member of the family without penalty. The flexibility and security provided by the HSAs will be of great benefit to all who participate. When I was telling you guys, you need to come up with your own accounts, and you need to come up with a way where you have money in an emergency, okay? You may not want to wait 6 weeks for an MRI. You may want to come out of pocket and pay cash because you think there's something going on and you don't want to wait. Just like in Canada or any of these other socialized countries, there's a means many times where if you have the cash, you could go ahead and get it. And I told many of you guys the idea of, well, my insurance will cover anything is not anything you need to be, get, you know, lazy and complacent with. You need to make sure you have funds because if you need something right then, same thing with your medications. If that blood pressure medicine isn't working and you need to buy brand name, Okay, do you have funds to do that? Your insurance is supposed to help you out. It's not supposed to be all-encompassing. Unfortunately, with the amount of premiums we're paying, we demand it to be all-encompassing, and we're getting crappy care a lot of times. So you need to have your own account. If these health savings accounts are protected, like Trump says he'll do, that could be a pretty good deal. All right? I'd like to know the interest rate. I mean, it may be better for you guys to have. The problem is, you know, I'd say save your own money in your own account, but many of you guys go into it. With these health savings accounts, it forces you to put away for your health or your family member's health. Number five, require price transparency from all healthcare providers, especially doctors and healthcare organizations like clinic and hospitals. Individuals should be able to shop to find the best prices for procedures, exams, or any other medical-related procedure. In terms of transparency, I mean, you know, if you guys want to see, when I owned a practice, if you want to see how much I pay for gloves, how much I pay staff, how much I pay for that, I have no problem that being out there because I think you guys may actually donate money to your doctor once you find out what they have to pay. However, what I'm worried about with any sort of transparency is if somebody wants to make a profit, apparently profit is a bad word. And if, you know, medical companies and hospitals, you know, want, in order for them to pay the doctors and do the advertising and pay the land, et cetera, if that all can't be understood by the average person looking at the transparent facts, that could prove to be a problem. However, I do like the fact that somebody is allowing in a competitive marketplace you to decide where to get your appendectomy. If you could get your appendix taken out for $5,000 cheaper at one hospital than another, and that hospital is still a five-star hospital, you'll go there to get your appendix taken out. So, I mean, it's ridiculous that, you know, sometimes the procedure varies by 25 plus grand. Why? It's the same procedure. Okay? Well, he's a better doctor. How is he a better doctor? Well, he went to Harvard. A lot of doctors go to Harvard. There's doctors that go to UCLA. They go to UNR Medical School. You know, they go to Baylor. You don't pay more just because somebody went to Harvard. So that could be practical. Next, he has here number six, block grant Medicaid to the states. Nearly every state already offers benefits beyond what is required in the current Medicaid structure. The state governments know their people best and can manage the administration of Medicaid far better without federal overhead. States will have the incentive to seek out and eliminate fraud, waste, and abuse to preserve our precious resources. Okay, so block grants Medicaid to the states. I guess let the states deal with their own Medicaid and not have the government step in. I need to investigate that a little bit more until I form an opinion on that. Number seven, remove barriers to entry into free markets for drug providers that offer safe, reliable, and cheaper products. Congress will need to encourage to step away from the special interests and do what is right for America. Though the pharmaceutical industry is in the private sector, drug companies provide a public service, allowing consumers access to imported, safe, and dependable drugs from overseas will bring more options to consumers. Now, his hopes for these are to lower healthcare costs, and it's a start. Obviously, there's going to be a lot, you know, and he writes a lot. I'm not going to go through his whole dissertation on his website. And we hopefully will get somebody from the Trump camp on here to explain some of this more. But going to the pharmaceutical industry, we definitely need to revamp how we are approaching our pharmaceutical industry because we were just talking about drug shortages and how if we aren't incentivizing these companies to be able to, you know, continue to make the products, and if they're taking such a blow with profits, and if they find it's not, and you know, it's all business. Yeah, the other thing, too, that, you know, many of you guys know business out there, but some of you don't. Even me, and I'm a bit of a business person, and I think I have a really good handle on economics. When we were looking at changing our practice and having another company consume our practice, it was very interesting the calculations, the different calculations businesses had. Some businesses are like, oh my gosh, you know, we can make a lot of money on your practice. Some say, well, there's going to be startup costs, there's going to be this. So, you have to make it less complicated for a company to assume that role. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the CDC is kind of putting their 2 cents in, saying, look, for attention deficit, maybe start with therapy and not drugs, especially if they're 2 to 5 years old. Can you believe we're having this conversation? That attention deficit hyperactivity drugs are being used on a 2 to 5 year old. The whole purpose of being a toddler and a 2 to 5 year old is to be the biggest pain in the butt to your parents and everybody around, and to learn and grasp and test your boundaries, and we're medicating them. They say behavioral modification therapy is preferable to drugs for treating children 2 to 5 years old who have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. They say behavior therapy has been shown to help improve symptoms in young children with ADHD and can be as effective as medicine, but without the side effects. Researcher has shown that the benefits of behavior therapy can last for years. Medicines such as Ritalin are appropriate for some children, but behavior therapy doesn't have the side effects like stomach aches, irritability, appetite loss, sleep problems often associated with ADHD medications. I also have a theory that these kids on long-term ADHD medications that are speed-related end up developing a bipolar-like disorder later. Because of this, the CDC is encouraging pediatricians and other healthcare providers to work with families to make sure children with ADHD are receiving the most appropriate treatment. This should include a discussion about behavior therapy as the first step. Now, just to review, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder causes hyperactivity, impulsiveness, and attention problems. About 2 million of the more than 6 million American children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder are diagnosed before the age of 6. Young children tend to have the most severe symptoms and benefit from early treatment. In 2011, the American Academy of Pediatrics also recommended that before giving medicine to a young child, refer for training in behavior therapy. But 75% of young children being treated for ADHD are just started on drugs. And only about half get any psychological services like behavioral therapy. Of course, it's cheaper and it's less time consuming. In 8 or more behavioral training sessions, a therapist teaches parents how to encourage positive behavior while strengthening the bond with the child, according to the CDC. I need to find this email. One of you had talked about, when we were talking about spanking a couple weeks ago, one of you, I have to find the email, but basically in a nutshell, you said that spanking had curbed a lot of kids with attention deficits. However, as an adult, you have many people with attention deficit who never learned appropriately how to deal with it. We'll talk about that. In the past, when we would get a beating for not paying attention or doing something wrong, did that actually cure us of ADHD, or did it prolong until we were an adult and we never cured ourselves from ADHD? That's a good point, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. So anyway, back to what WebMD says here. The therapy provides a structure for kids who have problems concentrating, staying focused, organizing their world, and planning ahead. Some parents would rather give the child's drugs than solve the problem. And what we emphasize in therapy is positive communication. Parents learn to give children their full attention and reflect their words back to them. This shows you're listening to care, positive reinforcement, praise for doing something right, structure and discipline. Children do better when their world is predictable. Establishing routines and schedules help the child know what to expect each day, and responding to the child's behavior the same way each time fosters faster learning. Yeah, you can't let something go and something fly and then all of a sudden open up a can of whoop butt the next day for the same thing. They need to know predictable, this is what's going to happen every time it happens. Okay, it's like a kid with a stove. Well, I touched the stove and I didn't hurt myself, so if I touch the stove tomorrow, I won't hurt myself, and all of a sudden it's on. Okay, so let's talk about this. Okay, so many of us parents, we're not home anymore, we're working. So now you have a child that's struggling, and you have to take them to therapy once or twice a week. You don't get off work till 5, 6 o'clock, and therapists aren't open on the weekends or late at night. You end up skipping the therapy. I mean, I understand. A lot of you parents, you have to work. I get that. I mean, you have to work. I get it. I'm not saying put the kid on medication, but many of these kids aren't getting the therapy they need. You have a lot of kids with various degrees of autism or Asperger's. You know, when I see a child with attention deficit, I look at it as not as the diagnosis, but as a symptom of something else going on. Do they have ADHD because they have Asperger's? Or do they have it because they have mild autism? Or do they have it because they have auditory processing issues? Do they have a hearing issue, a learning disability? So attention deficit hyperactivity disorder could be a very, it could be a symptom of something else. Now, I never had attention deficit. I was very, very good when it came to school and all that. But I was hyper. Now, nobody ever diagnosed me with hyperactivity. They just were like, wow, she gets all her work done. She go, you know, because I would fall asleep after I got my work done, and I would just, you know, I just had a lot of energy. Except when I was watching the Captain America movie and falling asleep. Don't ask why. So, I wouldn't call it a diagnosis of hyperactivity because, again, I was able to sit still when I needed to. I was able to fall asleep when I needed to. I was able to sit at a meal. So I was, you know, but, the diagnosis, the point I'm trying to make is the diagnosis has to be done appropriately. If you have a child that could sit there and watch a movie or sit there and play a video game from hours on end, but they look away and don't pay attention in class, I sincerely doubt they're a true attention deficit diseased individual. Okay? These kids are just bored and they don't find an interest in it. And you can't medicate away somebody paying attention in class or paying attention in work. So many of us do not pay attention to the boss during the meetings. We look around, we write notes, we play footsie, we think about, I don't know, the sex we had the night before. That doesn't mean everybody in the boardroom has attention deficit disorder. And you need to actively stop and listen. And I can't tell you how many patients I've had going, look, you know, I'm going to lose my job because I can't pay attention during a board meeting. Well, yeah, I mean, that could qualify you for a medication, but you need to stop the poop and you need to listen. How many of us really get taught in listening skills? We don't. Okay? People talk to us all the time, and we're like, huh, what? You know, because we're distracted or we're trying to multitask. Why aren't we training these kids in listening? And instead, we're going right to the medication. Now, unfortunately, some children who are born to mothers who use speed and crack, they're going to suffer from multiple issues, including attention deficit. And if it is chemically driven, and they seriously cannot focus, and these kids are unfortunately going to be severely disabled and unable to hold a job, get through school, hold a relationship, we have to go to the medications. But you have so many kids there that they're struggling and in school, and they get medicated when really what we need to do is help them not struggle in school. And another thing we keep on forgetting is some kids don't learn like other kids. They can't just sit there and see a teacher lecture on math and pick it up. They need to be shown it a different way. This is why the volume is this. This is why pi works. This is how, you know, I mean, I always learned by direct equation. Just give me the equations. I'll just do it repetitively and I'll get it down and then that's it. Well, my son had a project where he had to design a water park. And it was a very interesting seventh grade project. We're using the math and inequalities and slope-intercept lines. Boy, he really is sick of slope-intercept lines. He had to design a map and the points and the coordinates, etc. So that put it to use with applications. Now, one of my kids, he would have totally gotten that, going, oh, now I understand. Now it makes sense. You got this point, you got this line, so then you know that makes sense. Whereas, you know, the little one like me, I don't need to see a map. Just let me just memorize. Let me just memorize how to do it and get it done. So everybody learns in different ways. And until we realize that and approach it, we're going to be putting everybody on medicine. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, very, very frightening are these numbers of e-cig poisoning by kids under the age of six. They say electronic cigarettes have sickened now rising numbers of young children, according to a study of U.S. Poison Center calls. While most kids weren't seriously harmed, one child died and several had severe complications, including comas and seizures. Several had comas and seizures. They say this is an epidemic by any definition, according to lead study author Gary Smith, director of the Center for Injury Research and Policy. The researchers say that results highlight a need for better parent awareness and the importance of keeping the devices out of sight and reach of young kids. They also recommend stricter regulation and applauded the long-awaited restrictions that the FDA have issued on last Thursday. The study, I guess, examined poison control centers about exposure to nicotine and tobacco products among children under the age of 6 from January 2012 through April 2015, which is basically when this started to rise and get very, very popular. The most worrisome, though, however, was the battery-powered ones, where you would inhale nicotine as a vapor. They have the colorful packaging, the flavorful nicotine that you replace and you interchange. So they received monthly calls about young kids swallowing, inhaling, or touching e-cigs. That climbed from 14 early on to 223 by the study's end. Now total calls are up at the 4,128 range. And get this, most children were under the age of 2. The cases represent 14% of the 30,000 calls about kids' exposure to nicotine and tobacco products during that time. So liquid nicotine not only can hurt a kid if it's swallowed, but also if absorbed into the skin. Vomiting, fast heartbeat like palpitations, jittery behavior, etc. Now, most of these were managed at home. Okay, most of these, the kids only took in a little bit. The parents were worried. They called. They did the right thing. Calling, always call. When in doubt, check it out. Okay, Poison Control Center, there's no problem you calling. I've called Poison Control Center on my kids, too. You know, the kid, what did one kid do? It was so stupid. It was like ink. I think he got like a dry erase marker and was sucking on the ink. I don't know what the heck he was doing. It's just idiot. But I love my kids, but I, like, really, you had to uncap the pen to suck on the ink. I think I did something very similar when I was little, except they didn't have big markers back then. Anyway, I called Poison Control, like, let's just wash it out, make sure you give them fluids, and, you know, watch, and any issues, call 911. So, So with a lot of these cases, you know, it was just symptomatic, just watching, observation, and see, but you could absorb the nicotine into the skin, right? Transdermal nicotine patches, absorbable patches, you know? So anyway, Dr. Joan Shook, Chief Safety Officer at Texas Children's Hospital and head of the American Academy of Pediatrics Emergency Medicine, says this is a huge public health issue. All right, so the FDA rules issued last week will require federal review of all the devices and their ingredients, imposing restrictions similar to those affecting traditional cigarettes. The agency intends to issue rules to require nicotine exposure warnings and child-resistant packaging. That action would supplement the Child Nicotine Poisoning Prevention Law, which takes effect this summer and will require child-resistant packaging of liquid nicotine containers. Now, a lot of people are hooting and hollering, saying this is going to destroy the e-cig industry. But listen, child-resistant packaging, I think that's a given, okay? I think there's, these kids, true, the parents need to be on top of it, but unfortunately we're in a day and age where we have to think for a lot of parents, and so unfortunately, if parents are trying to get off smoke, because what is the public supposed to do? We're yelling at everybody to get off smoking. We're taxing them like crazy. We're not allowing them to smoke in multiple areas at work or at the airport or at restaurants. And we're telling them to move their tushies and to get off smoking immediately. And since anybody who's ever smoked knows that you just can't quit cold turkey, and that it's very, very, easily, and that it's very difficult to do, many doctors and many people are saying, look, you got to quit smoking. You got to use a replacement. So now we're telling them to do, and they're doing what they're, somebody using an e-cig is not a bad person if they're using it to quit smoking. Here in the media, they're already trying to crucify these people that are e-cigging, that they're doing what we're telling them to. We're telling them to quit smoking, so they're doing that. I mean, you know, you can't be damned if you do, damned if you don't. And I have a problem with these kids in high school trying to look cool and taking on smokeless tobacco to look cool. Then those kids, those are being idiots. But for the rest of the population that are just trying to do what we're asking them to do, we got to cut them a little bit of slack. The problem is as they're doing it, you know, people, I'm seeing, you know, reports here, oh my gosh, these idiot parents, you know, they're e-cigging around the kids. Well, why are they e-cigging? They're e-cigging or vaping because we don't want them to smoke regular tobacco. Now, I'm not saying the vapor from e-cigs are any safer. I just want people off smoking fast. And I don't want people vaping or e-cigging for an extended period of time either. So we need to take a step back and realize what is going on. So now that you have more people trying not to be smokers, and obviously, you know, if these are kids under two, then that means we are having parents who are trying their honest to hardest to get off smoking, and unless you have the people doing it for funsies. And like I said, those are the ones where I have a problem with. So we need to come up with a plan. And I guess these kids trying to quit smoking, or these parents trying to quit smoking needs to realize on top of all that, they need to make sure that their kids don't touch this. And if they aren't going to make sure, then we have to. And we have to make sure. But the problem with the packaging is once they open it up to put it into an e-cig cartridge, I mean, then it's loose. I mean, these kids like colors. They like, you know, they're doing what they were designed to do. Go out, you know, walk towards the light. They're trying to grab the colors, grab the thing, you know, that's what they're, plus, these things look fun to hold. Okay? They look like they're toys. Okay? You gotta understand that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Smartphone apps designed to assist with suicide prevention may not necessarily get people in crisis the help they need. And there's a big duh with that one. This is from an Australian study. Rather than encourage users to contact a crisis hotline, physician, or therapist, many apps are more likely to suggest people reach out to peers for help. So here's an app advertising that they're helping prevent suicide. Meanwhile, they're saying, you know, they're encouraging you to call your buddy George. Well, if buddy George is at home smoking crack and you're contemplating suicide in seconds count, you could be in a lot of trouble. They say, worse, two apps listed methods of committing suicide, which might be intended as prevention, but instead could give dangerous ideas to people in distress. Yeah, that was a smart one. This is according to a study in Plus One. Technology that reaches people directly, including apps, phone, conversational agents, social media, will play a huge role in public health and prevention. But I think we have yet to see the potential of technology for prevention. Now, remember, suicide is the leading cause of death globally. There's been a rapid growth in the use of new technologies like these mobile health applications to help identify and support those at risk. To assess the potential of apps for suicide prevention, they did a study. They looked at 123 apps, all right, and they found in 14 apps, users were directed to follow safety plans to minimize risk of suicide, like removing guns or weapons in the home, etc. Others did refer to crisis or suicide hotlines. Others tried to do self-screens, etc. Only three recommended getting a doctor involved. Only one or two recommended psychotherapy. So just be careful, okay? If your kid has issues, tell them to come to you and not their iPhone. 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.